Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Robert Patton, the founder and managing partner at Patton & Associates, and author of the book, The Agency Blueprint, The Business System That Leads to Success, an international bestseller in 7 countries. And Mr. Patton, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me today.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure, and thanks for your time. So for starters today, what is scope creep? And why does it happen?
Sure. So scope creep is when you outline what you're going to be doing with a client, and then they tend to ask for typically little things outside of what that list of deliverables was. And so you end up doing and providing extra services that were outside of your actual contract. And it's usually in typically very small ways. And usually it happens because of communication issues internally, and also with issues in setting expectations with the client. And a lot of times your team just being too nice and not setting appropriate boundaries.
A great place to start, and a lot we're going to learn here today from you on this, and it can apply to other industries and services as well, I have no doubt. How can scope creep be limited? Talk to us about that.
Sure. So the primary way that I work with clients in trying to limit scope creep is around the expectation process, or what I refer to as the client expectation process. So a lot of ways, and a lot of agencies think that the expectation process starts when the contract is signed. And my belief is that it starts even in your initial marketing. So making sure that the way that you actually communicate with the client in your brand, the way that you communicate with that prospect in your sales process, having them understand exactly how your business and your agency is actually going to be providing your work is extremely, extremely important. And then making sure at the onset of the actual engagement that you let the client know exactly what the deliverables are, making sure that you go through them in detail, exactly how you're going to deliver the work and the timeline and what expectations that they should have. That way, you're making sure that you're very clear. The client understands exactly what's supposed to happen. And then the other thing that's really important to think about as well when trying to limit scope creep is internal communication. So what I see happen very frequently within an agency is that you'll have a new client come on and you do not have an actual passover of the contract from sales to operations or to creative. And what ends up happening is that the understanding of what the scope is either defined by the client's understanding rather than actually being passed along internally within the agency, and not actually having a full understanding of what that scope is entirely, what was promised to the client, and having an understanding of what the budget is, what exactly things are supposed to be delivered and when, and making sure that there's good communication and that passover from sales to operations. And then the final piece that I would suggest to limit scope creep is making sure that you have reporting in place to monitor the project that you're working on within the time constraints. So making sure that you're able to see how much work is actually being delivered into that project while you're working on it, to be able to see when things are going outside of the typical parameters that you would see for that type of project and that type of scope of work.
Also, how can one manage a client if they are upset about the additional charges? Talk to us about that.
So the thing that I would suggest here is what I see happen frequently, and I'm guilty of this myself, is that when you're approached by a client that isn't happy about something, your typical response is to be defensive. And I think that you need to sort of flip that idea on its head and actually admit the pieces that you personally failed at, right? So either you were not able to actually meet the expectations, or you were not able to actually set the expectations appropriately. It wasn't clearly defined in the contract, whatever that was, to allow for you to accept whatever potential blame that you may have in the situation. So I'm going to tell you a story about a client that had been working with their client for multiple years. And when I started with them, we had gone through a project by project and client by client analysis to see where things were sort of going awry. And there was one client that was a 60%+ of revenue, and the amount of work that was being done was far outside of the contract at this point. And we had to actually communicate with the client that we need to bring you back to the actual initial scope. And I mean, reasonably so, this client was upset. They had been working with the agency for many, many years now, and the scope had gone, and they had gone to a place that they expected to get all of these additional services essentially for free. And now the agency is telling them that we're going to have to charge you for it. And in this specific scenario, when the agency conveyed this to the client sent back a fairly scathing and angry email, and the client sent me a draft response being extremely defensive, trying to combat exactly what the client said. And what I ended up having the client do is actually schedule a call and respond to the email saying, I understand where you're coming from. Let's schedule a call. Let's have a conversation about it. And I joined the client on the call and went through with the client admitting essentially that, you know, we have failed as an agency in having done this for so many years and not bringing it to your attention. And that's our fault. And what we are committed to do is that for the next 30 days, we're going to continue to do it for the next 30 days. After that, this will be the fee. And these are the reasons why and why we can't continue to do it, because any business relationship needs to make sense for both businesses and not just one side, unfortunately. And as much as we'd love to do it for you because we love you as a client and as a partner, this is something that we have to do from a business perspective. And this client ended up in that situation understanding and actually paying for it, not 30 days later, but paying for it in the immediate. And they ended up actually increasing the scope rather significantly and having a long-term relationship for many, many years after that, and continued a great partnership and allowed for that client to go from being a 60% revenue client that was actually losing the client money every single hour that they were working on that client to being an extremely profitable client at a 60%+ gross profit margin. So it was a big turning point for that particular client. But had they approached the conversation in a combative way rather than in an admission of the aspect that they actually were involved in, it allowed for the client to not be as defensive in the response as well.
A tremendous example and a lot to learn from your response there. Really appreciate your sharing that today. We're joined by Mr. Robert Patton, founder and managing partner at Patton & Associates and author of the book, The Agency Blueprint, The Business System That Leads to Success, an international bestseller in 7 countries. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Patton, how does one set up a new client relationship to prevent a client getting upset about the additional charges?
Yeah, so sort of pulling back to the client expectation process that I was talking about, what I see happen very frequently is that during the sales process that agencies are in a position of where they feel like they have to make concessions and actually making sure that you have a good, like I mentioned before, the client expectation process, that your marketing, your sales, your operations, and everything in the way that you actually perform your service is very defined, and that your scope of work details out exactly what is going to be delivered and when, so that the client understands exactly how it's supposed to be, exactly how you're going to deliver your service, what the due dates are supposed to be, and who's responsible for what. So one of the things that I've seen happen in a lot of agencies is that the client is responsible for delivering assets or responding and providing approvals, and deadlines are missed because the client isn't being responsive. And what I found as a very interesting way that me and a client came up with managing this was by offering the client a 50% discount on the service if it misses the deadline as a guarantee. But on the flip side, if the client failed to respond to an email or communication or approval within 24 to 48 hours, there would be a 15% penalty on the overall scope of work to the client, and they would have to pay additional fees as well. So it made the relationship both having that expectation that the client has to respond within a specific period of time, the agency is going to deliver its work in a stellar way and on deadline, but it's creating an understanding in this relationship between yourself and the client and not allowing the client to have full control of the entire sales process, and understanding that your agency is providing a service and you should define exactly how that service is delivered and making sure that that client understands exactly how that functions.
Excellent information and feedback. Thanks so much for that. Now, what impact can limiting scope creep have on an agency?
Some pretty far-reaching impacts you can have from making sure that you're limiting scope creep. I've seen agencies have 30% plus time savings. In fact, even going through a time study with a client, we were able to go from them having increasing their gross profit margin by 36%, and it equated to $360,000 of additional profit per million of revenue, which is huge, right? I mean, this is a nearly $10 million agency, more than almost $3 million worth of additional, almost $4 million of additional profit because of these adjustments. So being able to actually understand what scope creep is happening and limiting it is huge. And I mean, obviously it has that profitability aspect that I just mentioned, but it also allows for you to be able to have additional availability within the agency for resourcing. So a lot of agencies have resourcing constraints where they don't have enough team members, or they don't have enough time available to be able to bring on new clients, so they're consistently in a resourcing scramble. They brought on a new client, they have to go find a new team member or a freelancer to be able to perform the work. And actually having scope creep limited and understanding exactly what the project is supposed to entail, you're able to have additional resources typically than you would have had. And then ultimately, one of the biggest impacts that I find is that your team is less burnt out. When you're able to actually limit the scope, you're able to charge the fees that you're supposed to, your team isn't having to work 95, 100% utilized of a 40-hour work week and working sometimes 60, 70 hours a week to allow for them to complete the work that they need to complete. So it allows for you to be able to retain your talent, able to have higher team engagement. And when it comes to a service-based industry, your team is delivering you. That's the product that you're selling, is your team's time. And if you have a happy service provider, you're going to have a happy client. And all of this leads and ends with you having a better client relationship where they respect you, you respect them, and it's a true partnership. And it has very far-reaching impacts on the agency overall.
Certainly makes a lot of sense. And Mr. Patton, really appreciate all the insight and information shared here today. Really some great information and a lot to learn from here. And again, we thank you for your time. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to share?
Yeah, I would say for agency owners looking to grow and scale and increase their profitability, to focus your time and energy on the true issues that are facing your agency today, and get a process in place so that process and that what you've done has a life of its own, and that it can be managed without you. Don't over-engineer, over-orchestrate solutions to issues that you don't have, and just focus on the issues that really are in front of you and solve them, but solve them for good.
Certainly do appreciate the concluding remarks and advice. I'm sure it was well received, and thank you so much. Where can listeners get more information on your agency as well as the book, The Agency Blueprint?
You can take a look at my podcast, The Agency Blueprint Podcast, or go to creativeagencysuccess.com.
And that certainly works. Again, Mr. Patton, all the best. Thanks for spending a moment with us here today on EPN.
Thank you so much.
Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Robert Patton, founder and managing partner at Patton & Associates and author of the book, The Agency Blueprint, The Business System That Leads to Success, an international bestseller in 7 countries. And for further details, visit creativeagencysuccess.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.